Dr. Weems, you are documenting the history of African-American businesses in Wichita. How did this project come about?
This project grew out of a long-standing interest that I've had in the area of documenting African-American businesses. In general, we know African-American history continues to be one of the more underreported areas of historical inquiry. But when we look at the economic and business dynamic of the African-American experience, that's especially underreported. And I saw that dramatically in my initial research in the area when I was working on my PhD dissertation on the history of a black insurance company in Chicago. And in finding out more about the history of African-American insurance companies, I discovered that as late as the 1960s, there were more than 50 viable black insurers in the United States. Today, there's currently two. But even more dramatically, out of that rich history in terms of the African-American experience, only four of these historic black insurers have had book-length studies of their histories. And in fact, the last was my revised PhD dissertation that was done in 1996. So literally, we've had this whole significant area of the African-American experience that has come and gone with barely a trace.
Because it's just not being documented.
Yes.
And Dr. Weems, growing up in Chicago, I know you had to become familiar with a lot of African-American businesses. I mean, it's a bigger population
right.
of African-Americans.
Right. But even though Chicago had a larger black population base, which resulted in a larger black business base, a lot of those historic businesses have come and gone. And a lot of areas on the South Side, you see a lot of empty buildings. And it's a similar situation here in Wichita and in other parts of the country. And for young people that aren't aware of that history, all they see is just empty buildings and really aren't cognizant of the history behind what appears today to be just, urban blight.
Now, you've been here, what, a couple of years now? A
couple of years. I started in fall of 2011.
So who are some of the people you've met and interviewed so far?
People like Charles McAfee, Jeannie Jackson, Robert Alford, some of the historic African-American entrepreneurs here in Wichita. I initially had a chance to meet them and set up interviews with them. And beside these initial interviews, at this point in time, I've conducted about 30 interviews, and I want to conduct hopefully 30 more before I'm done.
You talk about Jeannie Jackson, who recently passed away, and of course, owner of Jackson Mortuary, and Charles McAfee, architect who has done work all around the country. And I was interested in Bob Alford. He was the first African-American to own this type of business in the United States. A lighting company. That's something different.
Yeah. And indeed, in fact, that particular entrepreneurial accomplishment was cited in Ebony magazine. So clearly, this was an important business that had generated a certain level of positive visibility because, like Mr. McAfee, he had clients across the country. Mr. Offer shared with me that one of his disappointments and concerns was that he generated very little business among local African Americans. And specifically, he mentioned the fact that you had a number of African American churches that need lighting, very few African-American churches that, in fact, patronized, again, this landmark business that he had established. And this brings up one of the other issues when we talk about African-American entrepreneurship. And one of the challenges is that we know historically whites have been apprehensive to do business with African-American entrepreneurs, but also African-Americans have been apprehensive to do business with African-American entrepreneurs, which has been an additional challenge that these individuals have had to face.
Was there like a reoccurring theme with the interviews that you've done?
Yeah. And in fact, when we talk about, entrepreneurs in general, whether or not they be black, white, male or female, there's certain characteristics that we associate with being an entrepreneur. And that's someone that's willing to take a risk. And in my courses in African-American business history, I make the point that African-American entrepreneurs may, in fact, represent the sort of quintessential entrepreneur because above and beyond the usual risk associated with going into business, black entrepreneurs have to deal with the additional burden or risk of being black in a still hostile society to a certain extent. And in talking to Mr. Alford, Mr. McAfee, Gene Jackson, and others, one could sense that real pride of accomplishment that these individuals had in overcoming obstacles in their own individual entrepreneurial pursuits. But at the same time, you know, they acknowledge those obstacles. And it was just very important to hear, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly associated with being a African-American entrepreneur in Wichita.
Now, what kind of historical artifacts have you collected to go along with the interviews?
One of the more interesting artifacts I've collected, and this was an interview I had with Mr. McAfee, was that in the early 1990s, I believe, the National Business League, which was formerly the National Negro Business League, had their national convention here in Wichita. And Mr. McAfee shared with me a video that, in fact, included some of the proceedings of that particular event. And one of the things I'm trying to get from business owners is, for instance, advertising materials that they had associated with their business enterprises.
Dr. Williams, what is the goal of this project?
The primary goal of this project is to establish a database of information about this important aspect of Wichita local history that future students and scholars can do articles and books on this subject. You know, one of the realities of the capitalist system is that no business, big or small, black or white, is guaranteed to survive. In the very least, by having a database documenting the history of African-American enterprises here in Wichita, these businesses on that level will literally survive forever. I have a colleague in Indianapolis who is using what I'm doing here as a template for what he seeks to do in Indianapolis. And as this project gets more visibility and moves forward, you know, hopefully it will generate some copycat projects across the country, because you can't overly document this aspect of the African-American historical experience.
Dr. Robert Williams, Jr. is Wichita State's Willard W. Garvey Distinguished Professor of Business History and commentator for KMEW. Thank you so much, Dr. Williams, for coming in today.
My pleasure.